There is nothing as trendy as an ingredient that no one has paid attention to since your great-great-grandmother made pancakes with it. One of these forgotten foods is buckwheat, which is now on the fast track for curious cooks and chefs all over the world. One of those chefs is Sean Brock, a man devoted to saving traditional Southern ingredients. He brings those ingredients to life in his award-winning restaurant Husk in Charleston and in Nashville. And in Lynn's opinion, there is no one better to talk to about heritage ingredients.
Sean, it's good to have you back with us.
Oh, it's great to be here speaking with you.
So, buckwheat. I never think of this as a Southern ingredient. I mean, you have corn and you have rice, but I just never think of buckwheat. But is it a Southern ingredient?
Well, I think its role in the what we call the Carolina rice kitchen kind of qualifies it as a Southern ingredient because you have to think about agriculture in the 19th century and the 18th century. This was long before you could go and purchase, you know, industrial means of fertilizers or pesticides.
Right.
You had to understand crop rotation. You had to plant specific plants in a specific order to add or take away specific things from the soil to keep your main crop happy. And that crop here was Carolina gold rice. And buckwheat is really one of the more important ones when you're talking about crop rotations. And, you know, what's fascinating to me is when you're studying a cuisine, all of a sudden you find yourself studying agricultural practices because those plants that because those plants that were part of that crop rotation, they found their way into the pantry, into the kitchen, into the cuisine. And you can go to almost any farm in the South right now, and you'll see people using it as a cover crop or what they call green manure. And it's a really fantastic plant for that. But also in the kitchen, I think it's a really wonderful ingredient because it's one of those untapped ingredients because people, I think it may have a bad rap because it's so healthy for you. You know how sometimes like something's extremely good for you, people think that it doesn't taste good. But once you eat buckwheat, there's this new flavor, you know, it's got this deep mineral bitterness, and it's really one of the most earthy ingredients you could ever imagine. We use it when we want to add earthiness to a dish, but we also really enjoy using it in desserts. I think it plays really well in the sweet world.
How do you use it in dessert? Because I think of buckwheat more as a savory ingredient, you know, buckwheat flour, buckwheat groats, the whole buckwheat. But how do you use it in desserts?
There's a really neat thing that you can do. You can take the groats and you soak them for a couple days, and then you rinse them a couple times, and then you just process them in a food processor, and you get this porridge, this raw, uncooked, incredibly delicious porridge that you can then sweeten. We'll sweeten it with sorghum, and then
another local ingredient, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then we'll take whatever fresh fruit that's ripe and delicious. And then we'll just put some ice cream with it. So you have this beautiful, earthy porridge, this fresh fruit and the ice cream. And it's quite simple dessert, but extremely delicious. And it always throws people for a loop because they don't expect to be eating buckwheat for dessert.
Interesting. So it's fermenting during that process.
Yeah, a little bit. And that gives it what we call a funky flavor. But it's really this depth of flavor that you can only get through fermentation. And which, you know, is all the rage these days. Everyone's talking about fermentation. Everybody's got little things fermenting all over their kitchen, which is fantastic because I grew up that way. And, you know, I grew up, my grandmother's basement was just full of these old crocks with corn on the cob fermenting and cabbage fermenting and all these things. And now it's the trend, and it's like the biggest trend, and it's fantastic because, to me, it's really one of the most delicious things that you could cook.
You're moving backwards at a fabulous rate. I think it's so exciting. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Sean Brock is author of Heritage. Get a little buckwheat in your kitchen with this recipe, spicy soba noodles with wilted watercress from Laura Russell's book, Brassica. Find it at splendidtable.org. And while you are there, get registered for this month's giveaway. It's a chance to win a $50 supply of Bob's Red Mill products. We're giving away 14 $50 gift cards in October. Turn on those ovens. Get the details. SplendidTable.org.